This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. This one from UPI. Calvin found it again. Ben Hooper is our guy.
He's the guy.
He is the man for Tisbets. The headline reads, Party Animals. Chimpanzees caught on camera sharing alcoholic fruit. A team of British researchers studying chimpanzees in West Africa say they have documented the chimps eating and sharing alcoholic fruit. The University of Exeter team set up their cameras and captured the chimps sharing fermented African breadfruit, which was later confirmed to contain ethanol. The team's study suggests the chimps could be using it for a similar person as humans who drink. Quote, for humans, we know that drinking alcohol leads to a release of dopamine and endorphins and resulting feelings of happiness and relaxation. We also know that sharing alcohol, including through traditions like feasting, helps to form and strengthen social bonds. So now we know that wild chimps are eating and sharing ethanolic fruits. The question is, are they getting similar benefits? Unquote.
I don't know. You have to watch and make sure. Are they like looking at each other to say as if they were saying, I love you, man. You're really cool. I don't say that enough because I was taught not to feel my feelings, but you're awesome.
The other way to tell for sure that it's having the same effect is if they regret it in the morning.
Yeah, make sure. Are they texting their exes at night?
I really didn't mean to say that.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't. That was a mistake.
This all started as some fruit brunch and it got crazy.
I hope you can forgive me.
Please.
Chimps don't share food all the time, says researcher Kimberly Hawkins. So this behavior with fermented fruit might be important. We need to find out more about whether they are deliberately seeking these out. But this behavior could be the early evolutionary stages of feasting.
Oh.
If so, this suggests the human tradition of feasting may have its origins deep in our evolutionary history. So we've been partying for a long time.
Don't tell my uncle that because he doesn't believe in evolution.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.